It is Monday morning, the day after the Super Bowl. Good game. Sheriff and I were just talking about that. That's my kind of sheriff. Tim Donlan, good game last night, huh?
Very good game. I'm a Patriots fan, so I'm a little bit disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought Tom was going to write down there at the end and put this thing to rest.
He could have. He's done it before, and he'll do it again. He'll play more football, I'm sure. You guys have been busy, the drug task force, haven't you?
Oh, we've been very busy. You know, 2017 was the kind of the transition year.
Right.
You know, the citizens in November of 16 were gracious enough to pass our millage and increase. First time we've ever asked for an increase in 35 years, and we needed it more than ever.
Yeah.
And with that extra staffing, it really made for a busy 2017.
Well, and that extra staffing, I mean, it takes time to get everybody in place and trained and ready to go, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, we're up to 18 deputies and officers and federal agents, and it takes time because, you know, you'll have to hire people from the outside. You bring them in, you get them trained, you put them in the patrol division, then you grab somebody that's more veteran from there and put them out in narcotics, and you got to train them in narcotics. And, you know, we've expanded where we have additional Port Huron Police. We have Clay Township Police Department. We have U.S. Border Patrol. We have U.S. Customs. We've got a large contingent of sheriff employees. So it's a big force to reckon with at this point.
Well, and your job never seems to end, does it?
It doesn't seem to end. I'll tell you, we doubled that drug unit, and at the end of the day, there's more work than they can ever keep up with.
Yeah.
I mean, these men and women out there just work, you know, and I thought I was busy when I was out there a dozen years ago. It doesn't hold a candle to what they're seeing today.
Wait, so what's the biggest problem out there right now?
Opiates. Yeah. Opiates. You know, last year we arrested 300 drug dealers, but frightening, 536 grams of heroin was confiscated. Now, that's a 74% increase in 2016. 74%. 821 grams of methamphetamine and crystal meth. That's a 48% increase. So, you know, you think about that. Those are humongous increases in heroin and meth. And we also had 301 grams of cocaine seized and 1,900 doses of prescription medication. Now, when I was in the drug unit, we had nothing but crack is all we focused with. Right now, we're doing, you know, 500 and plus grams of cocaine, almost 1,000 grams of meth. You imagine how high that crack number would be, the cocaine? I mean, it'd be four times that.
Yeah.
You know, but there's only so many hours in the day. And on top of that, they raided 16 meth labs, which is separate than the crystal meth. Those are the labs that we're reading about on the, you know, trails and in the parks and how the biohazards just get left afterwards.
Well, and that's dangerous stuff, not just dangerous from the standpoint of the people ingesting the drugs, but just the debris left behind.
The debris left behind is extremely dangerous, you know, hazardous material. We have to have specially trained deputies from Drug Task Force. It takes average about 6 hours a cleanup site to do it, and we have to have storage for it. Tremendous amount of training. We send them to Quantico, Virginia, to the Drug Enforcement Administration headquarters or training complex to get trained, because there's so many, we can't stand by and rely on another agency to come in and clean up the site. We've got too many in our own community, so we have to train ourselves to do it, and we did. But very, very, very busy year. 74 firearms seized as well. You know, and virtually all of those are stolen. You know, when you think about these home invasions going around the county, you know, that's an artifact of the drug addiction, because most of them are heroin addicts or breaking into your house, stealing your guns, and we're recovering these guns in drug raids because they're trading them for narcotics.
I guess anybody that says, you know, why are you so hard on people taking drugs, because that's a victimless crime. The drug trade, though, is far from victimless.
Far from victimless. You know, I will tell you, of these houses getting broken into, again, almost never is it just a thief. This is a drug addict, you know, and that's driving them. Now, when you talk about victimless, the two of the most violent crimes we've had in the last 3 months were over drugs. We had the seven people charged with the kidnapping, attempt murder, torture case in San Lac County. That was 100% drug-related. San Lac County, Thanksgiving, I think the eve before Thanksgiving, had the double homicide, the third person shot, who was the homeowner, and then the inmate dies, committed suicide later. So, I mean, you have three dead, one wounded, and these were back-to-back to our cases. So if anyone thinks it's nonviolent, they're just kidding themselves. It's a very violent trade, and it doesn't matter what type of drug. violence goes with all of it because it's cash. It's cash business.
Yeah, where are all these drugs coming from, and how do we stop this problem?
Well, I tell you, when it comes to the opiates, that's probably on our forefront, followed by meth, and then the cocaine trade. You know, and they're all coming from different areas, but you know, we're sandwiched between Flint and Detroit with international borders, so most of our heroin is coming out of Detroit. You know, and from there it's coming out of, you know, Mexico and all over the world and works its way in. And we get some of it comes in via New York City as well through the other route. And we have Flint on the other side. But, you know, it's got to be a three-prong approach. It's got to be rehabilitation. It's got to be education. It's got to be enforcement. We're in the enforcement business, but we partner very closely with our partners in the other sides, you know, be it Dr. Mercantile, Deb Johnson, mm-hmm. all of our, Mike Wendling, all of our different partners, because you really have to focus on that. I mean, we do a great job educating our kids about drinking and driving and wearing your seatbelts and trying to drive not distracted, although we need some more work on that. Mm-hmm. What we're not educating them is about these prescription medications and these opiate-based pills and not to use them and to clean out your medicine cabinets and all of these different parts. And then, you know, thirdly, we have to have ability to rehabilitate people. And jail is a small piece of that, but it's only a small piece. Not everybody goes to jail. There's an awful lot of people just need to get help that haven't landed in jail. Those that are in jail, we rehab, and we do a nice job on that. I mean, we're called the Intervention Center for a reason, but that's not the answer. We need more rehab as well.
Well, as you said, 2017 was a busy year. It sounds like 2018 is going to be even busier for you.
I have no doubt in my mind. I would estimate you're going to see, you know, that 536 grams of heroin. I would think that may double. Wow. Because, you know, that 74% increase was while we were ramping up our training and hiring in 2017. So, you know, we didn't start out 2017 with 18 employees out there running full speed. 2018 we are, and it'll be a force to reckon with. I mean, you can conquer and divide. There were days where we've done drug raids in Clay Township and Memphis and Port Huron Township and Brockway Township all in the same day. There's enough staff where you can divide and conquer. You can go south, particularly now that we have a Clay Township officer. You're working in the city of Port Huron with their guys. You're in all the townships, and you can go west. So, I mean, we're big enough now that we can really split up this county, and it's a big county, you know, 750 miles.
It's a big county, and I think people are surprised sometimes when they hear about things going on in some of the rural townships where they wouldn't expect this to be happening.
It's everywhere. You know, there's not a pocket in our county that is left alone from this sort of stuff. It's everywhere. I mean, the heroin, the meth, the crack, it's everywhere. Obviously, you're going to see more here because there's a big population. You know, if you got 35,000 people, statistically, you're going to have more. Doesn't make any difference from Yale that you're going to have the same stuff out there. And also, we track people that live in townships that drive into drug raids. So if we do a drug raid in Port Huron Township and we find somebody that lives in Wales Township in that drug raid, we know darn well they were going back to Wales Township with those drugs. So we track it not only where the raid was, but where the people live who were inside the raid. And that gives us a little better statistical data to realize, okay, right, these problems are everywhere. But yeah, you can look around. It's everywhere. It's all over our county. There's nowhere that's the paradise as much as we would like to think that, particularly about Emmett. But the rest of the the rest of the county's got problems.
And on the one hand, you say, well, you know, how can you possibly even tackle such a big problem? It's never going to end. On the other hand, if there weren't a drug task force, if you didn't have the resources that you have, I mean, it would spiral out of control, wouldn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what. If we did not have a drug task force, we would have been overrun 30 years ago. And you know, you look at communities that fail, you know, it's lack of police protection, schools, you know, their economic structure. There's a number of variables, but public safety is where my background comes from. And, you know, if we did not have the drug task force, it would be an astronomical amount of drugs up here. You know, when we have this Detroit influence, and we've had it for decades, you know, the reason is they can double their money, and it's safer.
Yep.
You're not, and it's not the police are worried about. They're worried about getting killed by other drug dealers, and that doesn't happen on a regular basis up here. So you can double your money, and you have a safer livelihood. The only downside is when you get caught in St. Clair County, we have a 99% conviction rate, and we have a great prosecutor, great judges. You will go to prison. And a jury of your peers will sentence you to prison for a good long time. But, you know, prison to a habitual drug dealer is not like prison to you and I.
That's true.
That's just a timeout room for a few years, and then you come back out. I mean, for us, it would be devastating. Yeah. Not necessarily the case if this is what you do for a living. That's, you know, kind of one of the risks of the trade.
Mm. Well, job security, I guess. You guys have got it. But
there's job security, and, you know, we're very blessed in this community because it is a pro first responder public safety community, and then they prove that by passing the millage, and we are very grateful. You know, I don't want to seem like I'm beating up on our community because we've had so many drug arrests. I couldn't be more honored to work in this community, and this is a community that loves their law enforcement. They support us, and they did that by passing the millage, and it's money well spent.
No doubt. Well, you guys do a great job. Keep up the good work, Sheriff, and we'll talk again soon.
Sure will, Paul. Thank you.
All right.